Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to give you another quick update on the Activate studies. There are more now that are ready to go. They were pre-ordering for a while, and now I have five that are completely ready to go, so you can purchase them and get them immediately. I wanted to let you know about these real quick, because if you haven't heard me talk about these were all born out of all of the hard stuff that I went through in my 40s and all of the things that I learned the hard way. So I basically felt super called to share a lot of these, I guess, life lessons with my audience. And so you guys have the benefit of kind of getting the cliff notes on all this stuff. So let me just run through the ones that are available right now and see if any of this speaks to you. The first one is activate trust in God. So you always hear you're supposed to let go and let God. Well, how do we actually do that in our lives? Like it can be easier said than done a lot of the time. So this kind of gives you like a roadmap to actually implementing that. The next one is activating self-discipline. So if you are somebody who starts and stops things a lot or finds yourself getting stuck when you have a goal and you just can't quite reach it or anything along those lines, this is for you. It's a roadmap to helping you stay focused, motivated, and on track. The next one is activate a deeper relationship with God. And I don't think I need to tell you that this is where it all begins. This is where all the good stuff stems from. So this one will help you nurture and grow your relationship with God. There's also activate self-worth. This one is hugely important for us as women, and I think really specifically in our 40s, because we can start having a lot of self-doubt, identity issues, self-esteem problems, all of those things. So this one will help you ditch self-doubt and really, truly, fully embrace who God says you are, which is the truth about you. Spoiler alert. Activate Your Purpose is also available. This will help you uncover God's calling on your life. What is your purpose? What's your reason for being here? This will actually take you through several different exercises that can help you look at your strengths and find your spiritual gifts and kind of use all of that together to figure out what your purpose is in this world. And then there's two more that are coming soon. Activate Hearing from God and also Activate a Great Marriage will be coming within the next couple of weeks as well. But you guys, I can't tell you how much of my heart I poured into this. I made these really simple. They are 7 steps each. So you can implement 1 step a day and knock them out in a week if you want to. You can take a little bit more time with them. There's something that you can go through numerous times. So it's not just kind of like a one and done type thing. You can repeat the steps if you feel like there's certain things that you need to work on strengthening. But they are meant to get you taking action right away and actually putting what the Bible says into action and implementing it in your life so that you really start to see real change in these areas. So please head over to the website, graceover40.com, and check these out. I would love for you to pick up a couple of these. Again, they're called the Activate Studies. Thanks so much for listening. Hey there, and welcome to episode 29 of the Grace Over 40 podcast. As always, thank you so much for being here. I so appreciate you guys listening and continuing to support this podcast. It means the world to me. Thank you so much. I wanted to let you know, so my format for a while was to have one of my personal episodes up each week, and then also a guest episode up each week. And that podcast model has proven to not be sustainable. As you can imagine, it's quite a bit of work to do 2 separate podcasts every single week. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay with the format of having my own personal episode. And then I'm probably going to go to a guest episode every other week, maybe every 3 weeks, but I really want to do at least a couple a month. There are a couple of really fun ones coming up in the next month or so that I'm really anxious to air, to share with you guys. But going forward, that's kind of going to be the plan, is to do 1 a week of just me and then do 1 probably every other week with a guest. So I think that will be a lot easier for me, and it will make it a lot easier for me to be really consistent with that. Today, I'm also going to be talking about another change. This is a change for Grace Over 40 in general. And I'm sorry if I'm sniffing a lot. I got my nose pierced, for those of you who don't know, right before my 50th birthday. which has been like 3 weeks ago or so. And it's, I love it. I'm really glad I did it. It didn't really even hurt. And it's been totally fine. Like, it's healing up great and whatever. But the one thing that I didn't expect about getting a nose ring is I always feel like I have something in my nose, which I do have something in my nose. But it's just weird. It's like a weird sensation. And some days I notice it more than others. So I tend to sniff. So apologies. As you know, this is a raw kind of podcast. I don't edit things very much. So y'all know you get what you get with me. So anyway, backtracking. So this episode is going to be kind of the beginning of a little bit of a change for Grace Over 40. Now, I'm going to be doing things a lot the same as I have been, but I'm going to make a change as far as like what types of things that I share with you. And it's not really a change. It's more of just an addition. So this episode is called The Hot Mess Part of Midlife. And I have been doing a lot of thinking over the last couple of months. I've had a lot of people ask me about what I used to do, which was health and wellness for moms in general, not necessarily older moms, but just moms in general and families. And a lot of people have asked me about, you know, like why I'm not doing that anymore. And they really miss seeing my posts around that and things like that. So that was one thing that kind of came up more than once. And then I also just really was thinking about midlife struggles in general and how there's so many and there's so many things that are affected by or when basically when we get into midlife that are affected by being the age we are now or are situations that are very common for women our age. So I decided to pull out a list that I had. I'm actually going to pull it up right now. I asked a friend when I very first started Grace Over 40, which has been about a year and a half ago now. I asked a friend, what types of things would you want me to focus on and want me to talk about? And she just was really super open with me, and she gave me some suggestions, and I wanted to read you this list. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar. Declining self-esteem due to getting older, getting wrinkles, gray hair, how hard it is to lose weight now, how tired I am, how scatterbrained I feel, how easily I cry, how anxious I feel, how forgetful I've become, how easily angered I've become, my low libido, and why do I suddenly love wine so much? So all of those things are pretty relatable for me, and I bet a lot of those are for you too. And I just really have kind of shied away from a lot of those subjects, and I'll tell you why. It's not why you would think. So when you have a platform or, you know, a ministry or business or whatever, there is this school of thought that you really need to niche down. Basically, like, get real specific with who you're talking to and get real specific with about the one problem that you can help them with. But here's the issue with that in this particular arena. The truth is that midlife is a hot mess of change and overwhelm. So it's not just one thing. It's all the things that make us feel overwhelmed and that make it a challenging part of life for a lot of us. It's the kids getting independent and not really having a super well-defined role anymore because you've always been, you know, mommy for the last however many years. It's being in a still marriage. Maybe you've been married for a really long time and like the spark has faded or you guys are having some marital difficulties. 40s, statistically, your 40s is the highest probability decade for you to get divorced. I know that was a terribly structured sentence, but you get the idea. A lot of women get divorced in their 40s. And I think it's because a lot of these other things come into play. Our bodies change dramatically. Our hormones change dramatically. We start kind of questioning where we are in life. We start thinking about regrets and different paths that we wish we took and maybe not being happy in our careers, but not really knowing what else we want to do. We start thinking about things like purpose. We start thinking about our own mortality and our health and, you know, maybe you even have started having health issues. We start thinking about our parents' mortality and they start having health issues. And sometimes we have to end up caring for them. It's just a lot. It is a lot. So I've been doing a lot of soul searching around that. I'm praying a lot about it. And basically, the spiritual part, which is what I've concentrated on for the most part, is, as far as I'm concerned, the most important part. But it's not, it doesn't really stand alone all the time. So if you listen to the episode that I did with my husband about his addiction, we talked about the fact that the spiritual part of his recovery was a hugely important part, but it was a piece of it. He also needed addiction treatment. He also needed bipolar medication. He also needed to get his health in order and to start taking supplements and to treat his body better and eat better and all of those things. And it was a holistic approach that helped him get better. It wasn't just one single thing. So I know that you probably have a very well-meaning relative or have heard of somebody who has a very well-meaning relative whose answer to every problem in their life is, you just need to pray harder. Basically acting like that's the be-all and end-all. And don't get me wrong, you know how I feel about prayer and the importance of prayer and the importance of a relationship with the Lord and all of those things. But you've also heard me say, when you pray, you get information and you have to act on what you hear. So we have a part. It's not just prayer and then you set it down and then the solution lands in your lap. Like, we still have a part, and our part to play is dealing with some of these other areas of our lives. So let's use marriage as an example, since I just mentioned divorce. So say that you are in a marriage that's on the rocks. Things are really stressful. They're really tense. You're unhappy. You don't like being at home. Maybe you fight a lot. Maybe you don't even talk. I was in this situation, so I know how it feels. It is very, very difficult. And if you are in that situation, you're probably not real interested or excited about being really spiritual right now. Maybe you're mad at God. Maybe you have another situation in your life where you're unhappy and, you know, you don't feel real spiritual right now, or you don't feel real religious right now, or you don't feel the warm fuzzies about God. And that's just real talk, y'all. Everybody's been there. I know I have. And so sometimes it's hard when you're going through things like that to even get fired up about that or get excited about that or really even have a desire to pursue that, because this other part of your life is weighing you down so heavily. So that's a mental issue in your life, an emotional issue in your life affecting your spiritual life, right? Well, also, when we're going through difficulties, midlife difficulties, what's one of the first things that we tend to kind of soothe ourselves with? Food, junk food, and drink, wine, cocktails, whatever it is. And so we've fallen out of balance in every area. So mentally, we are struggling. Emotionally, we are struggling. We don't have the strength to bring, we feel like we don't have the strength to bring to pursuing a spiritual relationship, you know, with God, like trying to really be good about really trying to build that. And that's the best time. That's when you need it the most. But I'm just saying, and even in my own experience, when my husband was in the throes of his addiction, I was mad. And I felt, I had a lot of not nice feelings about my faith for a while there. And I'm just being honest, you know, it hasn't always been just a peachy road for me. And that's normal. God knows that that's going to happen. He expects it. He can take it. He wants us to talk to him. If you're mad, tell him. It's okay. But I digress. So we fall completely out of balance where we're emotionally distraught. We're spiritually not being fed. We're physically feeding ourselves things that are not good for us. And that is also affecting how we feel emotionally, because I'm sure you're aware that if you're not eating good food, you're not getting the vitamins and minerals you need, you're not protecting your mental health, you're not even protecting the health of your body, and you can feel just tired and have no energy to bring to anything even if things were going well. And so now you're physically tired, you're emotionally tired, you're spiritually tired. It's just a giant S storm. And there's so many things that happen in midlife where women find themselves in this position and they just feel like they can't deal with anything. Like everything is just completely in disarray. And like I said, out of balance, and they just don't know where to start or how to find their footing or how to get a grip in any of these areas or what to even do. And so a lot of times being in that place is the start of a midlife crisis. It was for me. And it is for a lot of women. And if you leave it unchecked and you just stay in that spot, that's where real destruction can start. And you can end up in a midlife crisis for years, and it can literally change the trajectory of your entire life. You've heard me talk about this before. So because of all of this, I really feel this urging, and I know it's from the Lord, to start talking about some of this other stuff, because like I just told you, it all is interrelated and interconnected. If we're not taking care of ourselves spiritually, yes, it absolutely affects our life more than anything else. But if you're not taking care of yourself mentally by not addressing certain things in your life that are difficult, or if you're not taking care of yourself physically, then you're just like literally physically worn down and just don't have what you need to even perform, like just at a basic level, then it's really just going to keep you stuck. It's really a horrible position to be in. And I have been there. I know that a lot of you that are listening either are there now or have been there. So going forward, I will continue to address spiritual growth, spiritual health. It's so important. It's the most important thing that we can possibly do. But I've been through a lot of midlife crap, and it's time to talk about some of that. It's time to talk about the relationship issues. It's time to talk about how we can potentially fall apart emotionally when our first baby moves out. It's time to talk about the aging parents, challenges around that. It's time to talk about being super unhappy in your career. You know, I was for 10 years, and it was affecting my health and affecting my spiritual health and everything. Like I said, it's all connected. So going forward, I want to take a more holistic approach to helping you with midlife. The spiritual component will still be there, but we also need to talk about taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. And as I mentioned, I do have that background in health and wellness. So I have a lot to say about nutrition, y'all, a lot to say about nutrition. I love that topic. It is near and dear to my heart. I have studied nutrition in my own life for 25 years. It's been something that has just been a really big focus in my life. Ask anybody who knows me personally, and that's one of the things they will tell you, is that I'm all about it. Supplements, nutrition, wellness, all of those things. So we're going to start talking about that, because I feel like at this point in our lives, we need it maybe more than ever, because our hormones are out of balance and nutrition can come into play where that's concerned. We do have all these situational things that are happening where we really just need to be taking the best care of our body. Maybe most importantly, we are entering into the second half of life, and food-related illness and age-related illness and all of those things are around the corner if we don't start taking care of ourselves now. So it is a super, super important topic right now. So we're going to be talking about that. I want to hear from you. I want to know what types of things you're struggling with. Outside of the spiritual stuff, what other types of things are you really struggling with? What subjects in particular do you really need some support around right now in your life? Because I will give you a little bit of a teaser and let you know something big is coming. I'm working on something behind the scenes, and I'm stoked about it, because the whole premise of this that I'm working on — there's somebody outside honking a horn like mad. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's crazy. The thing that I'm working on, the whole premise of it is going to be around this holistic approach to taking care of yourself midlife. Yes, taking care of yourself spiritually, but also helping you with taking care of the emotional, mental, physical, the whole mind, body, spirit package, because it all really does interconnect and weave together, and one does affect the others. So I hope you're excited to hear that. I do know that a lot of people have given me feedback that this is something they could really use, because I can tell you right now, if there is one word that I could use to describe midlife, it is overwhelm. And when I feel overwhelmed, I shut down and I feel like I can't do anything. So I basically just do what feels good and don't deal with the issues and don't do with the things that I really need to do. I just try to live on the surface, and that caused me a world of problems in my own personal life. So I'm going to do my best to save you from that. So stay tuned. I don't want to go too into detail on what it is right now, but it is going to be awesome. So stay tuned for that. Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. You can actually, did you know that you can shoot me a message, a voice message through the Anchor app? So I don't know. And I think you can actually do it through iTunes also. I'm pretty sure you can. I'm like 90% sure. You should, at the bottom of the episode, be able to scroll down and see a little thing that says send a voice message or something along those lines. So you can contact me that way if you want. You are also always free to email me at julie@graceover40.com. But I would love to hear what you in particular are struggling with. What should we talk about? Let me know. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.